Lord, thank you so much for your scriptures. Thank you so much for your word, and especially the gospels, God. And we get to see your personality, we get to see your habits, we get to see how you think up front and personal, God. Thank you so much, Lord, for just recording the life of Jesus Christ for us to observe and to imitate and to worship and to just esteem, God. And we ask that you would just fill us with your Holy Spirit so we can see you and worship you, Lord, and be changed into you, God. Lord, I pray that anyone listening to these videos, Lord, if you so have them too, that you would bless them with your Holy Spirit and fill them up with it, and that they would see the importance of you and more of you in their life. Amen. This is a short podcast. The Lord just put this verse on my heart, and several verses. And it's such a fortunate thing for us that we are able to see God, what he is like, through the eyes of the Gospels, the four Gospels. We are able to observe his patterns, as I was praying earlier. And it really can help us get some perspective of things that we can do in our walk and journey with him. And I really like this scene here. Mark chapter 1, verse 32. When evening came, after the sun had set, they began bringing to him all who were ill and those who were demon-possessed. And the whole city had gathered at the door. That's a lot of people. A lot of people. And he healed many who were ill with various diseases and cast out many demons. And he was not permitting the demons to speak because they knew who he was. But get this. In the early morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went away to a scheduled place and was praying there. Simon and his companions searched for him. They found him and said to him, "Everyone is looking for you." He said to them, "Let us go somewhere else, to the towns nearby, so that I may preach there also, for that is what I came for." Jesus was healing a lot of people and casting out demons, and it says the whole city was at his door. So I just imagine, I think about on The Simpsons, how whenever the whole town would rebel or get upset and they go protest The Simpsons and they just show up at their house with these pickets. I just kind of have that picture, but just even more so. It says the whole city had gathered. So, I mean, I'm thinking hundreds and hundreds of people. I mean, that's a lot of people. That's a lot of work. And even though we know from scripture that the Lord doesn't get weary, the Lord who sits in heaven, he does not weary like men. He's on earth now, and he's in human form, and he gets tired, he gets hungry, he gets overwhelmed, he gets exhausted. And I think it's so good for us to see what he did. It says that in the early morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went away to a scheduled place. So we can infer that this is a place that is a regular place that he goes to, that he makes arrangements to go there, and was praying there. And you know, I can't emphasize enough the importance of making time to lift up the Lord and to seek him and to praise him and to thank him and to petition to him and to pray to him, because this really is our breath. I mean, praying is like the breath of a believer. Praising the Lord is our breath. I mean, if we if we're not praising him, I just, you know, I know for me what kind of energy I was running on, and I wasn't running on much. I would read the word when I could and go to church when I could, and but I wasn't living any kind of life that was, I would say, abundant, or I would say that imitated anything of the Lord. But it wasn't until he started to change me in my thinking of, hey, I am worthy of worship to be adored. I am your lifeline. Lift me up. Forget about your problems. Forget about your burdens. Lift me up. That's what changed me. And, you know, I really presented to you, are you taking the time to lift the Lord up throughout the day? Are you separating yourself from overwhelming situations? Are you withdrawing from circumstances or people, or maybe just, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's a on the job, there's a stressful environment there, or maybe it's school, a classroom. Maybe it's just your own home with your family. Just places that can cause stress. Do you take the time to say, let me just step away and just go lift up the Lord and seek him and pray to him? And just get lost in praising and worshiping and praying to the Lord. I mean, this is what our Messiah did. And he did it regularly. This is, you know, in Luke 6, chapter 6, verse 12, he says, it was at this time that he went off to the mountain to pray. And he spent the whole night in prayer to God. And, you know, I think that this is really good for us to see that our Lord, our Messiah, he went and prayed often. He separated himself and presented himself to God. And he lifted up the Lord. And I think that this is good for us to recognize and to make it a part of our everyday experience. Our everyday experience. And if you look throughout the scriptures and Psalms particularly, David is just continually praising the Lord. He says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise will continually be in my mouth. He talks about praising the Lord in the morning, in the evening, on the bed, meditating on him. I mean, this is how we live. Please, I mean, if you're not taking time regularly throughout your day to worship him, I'm not trying to throw stones at you or to tell you that you're a bad person. I'm just encouraging you and inviting you through the Lord to do so, because that's when things really begin to change. That's when life really begins to become livable, and we can actually deal with the burdens that we have when we stop allowing ourselves to deal with them and bring them to the Lord. So I just encourage you to please just go and separate yourself, lift up the Lord. Thank him for all that he's doing right now in your life. Praise him for that. And start making a habit of that. Amen. Well, God bless you, and I hope that you are blessed by this.